Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, HIAS, who is about as Hebrew as the Catholics are on Catholic Charities.
You've often spoken about your partnership with these NGOs. Who's paying for this? Are you aware of who's funding these NGOs?
We are grateful for the appropriations of Congress.
So the United States taxpayer is funding them, is what you're saying.
So when I look at the border, I look at how the United States government using NGOs as public-private partnership is how they are protecting themselves legally from getting in trouble because they're offshoring all of the activity that's illegal to private entities. They become very evil.
I think NGOs are evil.
Oh, they are evil.
They're laundering all the money.
This is a massive money-making operation, and it cannot happen without the NGOs.
Prosecute every single NGO. They have committed treason, and they're in cahoots with the cartel.
You understand the NGOs are paying cartels to bring the people in, and they're paying the lobbyists to pay the members of Congress to keep the laws favorable to allow this to happen, because they want the money, they want the children.
A whistleblower says HHS is knowingly placing children brought over the border illegally with criminals and sex traffickers.
They're making millions of dollars off of the lives of the children.
We've had movies like Sound of Freedom come out. That is nothing.
That movie was great, but it was nothing.
But it didn't get the American people to stand up and go, wait a minute, we gotta close this border.
Lies. We do not have open borders.
And migrant crime is not a thing.
And migrant crime is not a thing. And migrant crime is not a thing.
I'm furious with the mainstream media for carrying the water for this federal regime in control right now that is painting a completely different narrative.
Yes, people want to immigrate to our country because of the possibility of a better life.
People want a better life. You got MS-13, you got pedophiles, you got child rapists.
It's not about poor people that are looking for a better way of life. It's about trafficking them in there. It's about changing the demographics. It's about destabilizing America, the voting electorate. It's also about importing a boatload of criminals.
Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Okay. That will do terrorist activities in this country in 2024 sometime.
And now we have a report that 8 ISIS operatives were captured in the United States. And this is great that they caught them. But we have over 12 million people who've come into this country that we haven't properly vetted, and we're not going to always catch them. Isn't the concern is this is potentially the tip of the iceberg?
Give me your thoughts if either one of these men win the election. What do you think America looks like?
If they give it again to Joe Biden, I think the FEMA camps that they're using right now and the illegal migrant camps, I should call them, will be eventually for people like you and me.
They're building camps for political distance in all 50 states, and it's hitting mainstream news.
A Democratic candidate for Congress in upstate New York said this: MAGA supporters should go to, quote, re-education camps after the 2024 election.
Now, if Trump were to get in, it's going to go one of two ways. He's either going to continue with the advisors that he has had in the last go around. They were good. They got the economy going and did all that stuff, but they never drained the swamp. And he still has a lot of swamp creatures around him. So if he doesn't get rid of the swamp creatures, if he doesn't start hearing the American people screaming about how bad it is, about how bad Warp Speed was, if he doesn't get realistic with the fact that he was lied to and he doesn't admit it to the American people, he's going to lose a notch.
What is up, LFA TV? We are coming at you live from America. This is Matter of Fact, and I am your host, Ryan Madden. And as a matter of fact, do us a huge solid on your way into the show. Smash that like button, folks. We're going to talk about all Americans, at least the famous ones, who were a threat to our government. And then the CIA thought that they had the ability to go and snatch the life from an American. We're talking about MLK. We're talking about JFK. We're talking about President Trump. We're talking about John McAfee. And boy, oh boy, does the list go on. So we're going to play a lot of content today. And I want to show you guys, I really want you to understand, because we have to put ultimate pressure. After watching that pathetic hearing with the Secret Service Director and Mayorkas and watching them, I can't comment. That's an ongoing, no, F you. You guys have committed crimes. You tried to assassinate President Trump, and we're gosh damn not letting you get away with it this time. We are taking down the deep state once and for all. So smash that damn like button, folks. I want to show you this too. Before we talk about John McAfee, check this one out. So 3 years ago, John McAfee died 3 years ago. So check out this tweet. This was from 7/18 of 2020. So 5 days after President Trump, quote, would have been assassinated, 3 years and 5 days after. So Russia's first time traveler has returned. Guess what he said? In September, Biden is medically diagnosed and unfit for office and quits. They discovered that the DNC has legal power to choose a replacement without a national vote. Weird, huh? You'll never guess who they chose. Who? Clinton. I bet it's going to be Clinton. It has to be Clinton. has to be Clinton or Gavin Newsom. Those are the only two scumbags that are going to for surely to prison. Mayorkas could be it too. He's also on that list of scumbags that's going to prison. So if there was one person that I could definitively prove that has committed treason, and the second we get Garland out of there and we get Trump back in office and somebody that will prosecute and investigate the crimes, the only one crime stated in the Constitution is treason. That's it. Just one. And you only need two witnesses to it. How many witnesses do you think around America right now have seen that betrayal, felt it firsthand? Maybe Lakin Riley's mother can be a witness. Maybe the firefighter who just died at President Trump's assassination attempt. Maybe his wife can be a witness. Smash that like button, folks. Everybody needs to see this. Let me show you this interview with John really quick. This is the one that most likely got him killed, but he was staying alive too. Supposedly, this man has 32 terabytes worth of information out there. What I wouldn't do to put it all out there for you, folks. But our documentary Treason is what you just watched there in the trailer. If you guys want to support our work and you want to help us fund our next documentary, please consider pre-ordering a copy for $15 for $14.99 and use promo code LFA or LFATV. See if it works. I've never tested it out before, but I want to give you guys a discount code. We're saving this for the release, but if you guys want to test it out and anybody hasn't ordered it, use promo code LFA. You'll get 10% off. So it might even be 15. You guys can help us, right? So if this documentary does good, I promise, guys, we're not going to stop. We're going to keep hammering. And the next one's going to be on child trafficking. And if I can get into contact with John's wife, I would love to film a documentary on John. What a hero. Check out this video. This is why they killed him.
Authority, we are not to allow you entry into the U.S. Embassy. Understand me. Who is the highest authority of the State Department? Hillary Clinton. I'm an American citizen with a f***ing American passport. I'm sorry. I'm not wanted in America. I've got no crimes in America. Is it not reason to say, I don't think I'm going to vote for you?
And yet you're here now.
For a month and a half, I was on the run. The reason that the government wanted to collect me was that after they had raided my property in 2012 in the jungle, shot my dog, abused me, destroyed $500,000 worth of my property over a bogus charge, I was pissed off. And so I donated to many secretaries within the government laptop computers, really nice ones, that were preloaded with viral spyware. Within a week, the entire government computer system was in under my control. I was watching, monitoring, listening. I was looking for information that they had set me up for that raid. I didn't find that. I did find out that the Minister of National Defense was the largest drug trafficker in all of Central America. And the Minister of Immigration, the largest human trafficker.
We don't want to get killed by them either, so we're probably not going to
care. That's fine. That's fine.
It was getting a little hot in John McAfee's compound, so we decided to step outside.
Cheers.
So you mean to tell me that this man that had all that dirt, 32 terabytes on this government, and could prove that our government was the largest drug traffickers in the world, human smugglers, talking about politicians flying back and forth from all these countries every time they come over, you know, the bottom of their planes filled, every cargo bin is stuffed full of cocaine, crack, heroin, meth, fentanyl, trank, now trank. Guys, this cannot continue. You see the level of corruption. It doesn't stop. When things get corrupt, they have to be corrupted until they destroyed, period. You don't just get semi-corrupt. You continue to get more and more corrupt because as time goes on, more and more people figure out that you're corrupt. And then you have to pay off more and more people. And then it just spirals out into this giant web of chaos. And that's what we're dealing with right here, right now in America. Absolute corruption at every single level. And it's not going to stop because it hasn't stopped because we've never held them accountable. Why would the CIA ever stop assassinating anybody who gets close to exposing them? If they can do it freely and then get away with it, why would they not? Why would they not kill you? Imagine this. Somebody just happens to come to you. They give you some information. You're like, CIA finds out you're dead. You are dead if you get intel on these scumbags. You might get it by accident. You might get it by happenstance. Or maybe somebody's smart. And what they do when they get this evidence is they go to a phone book and they get local addresses. And then they go to Walmart and they buy a $5 memory card. They buy 50 of them. And then they mail them out to all 50 people. And they say, download this, make a copy, share it to your friends, and then give this file and an email to every single reporter you know. If you don't do this, I'm going to be dead, and I'm a close friend of yours. Please, please, please review this footage yourself, see what I'm telling you, and then just give it to a news. You are one of 1,000 people that I've done this to, and I need every one of you to do the same thing, because every news outlet can't hide it. You get it in the hands of so many different people that they cannot hide it, which is exactly what any smart person who's doing this type of work, right, would be doing. Anytime you get that type of evidence, you put it on memory cards and you distribute it to as many people as you can. You tell them, if anything happens to me, this is to go to every single independent conservative. I've given a list of Twitter's names. I've given addresses to places like Alex Jones, where I know that some will be delivered to. And you just acquire it, and you just keep doing it, and you keep doing it, and you keep doing it. And then if they try to hurt you or they kill you, they assassinate you, everybody's going to go, no, look at this evidence that Ryan was working on. Look at this evidence that so-and-so had, because it's gotten that bad. Now, this is former CIA agents are going to talk about why a single bullet theory was never possible on the assassination of JFK.
Over the weekend, President Trump tweeted that he would release all the files related to President John F. Kennedy's assassination. This after a lot of pushback from government agencies, including the CIA.
Right.
Oh, the CIA doesn't want Trump to release the files that are going to show that, who was it? So if you look at CIA and the JFK assassination, which I'm going to go on this rant in a minute, let me finish this.
So today we talked to a former CIA agent living right here in Tampa Bay who says a secret kept this long should have people worried about more than just conspiracy theories.
What is still relevant now, 50 years later, that can't be disclosed?
For 7 years, Andrew Bustamante kept secrets. It was his job as a CIA agent and has a few opinions on the recent release of some of the JFK files.
If it's deemed as secret information, it's supposed to have serious damage, serious risk to national security.
But he says some secrets, as with these files, 5 decades later, he just doesn't see risk to national security as a problem.
If it's not active, if it's not relevant, then why are we keeping the secret? Why, that would mean that we are intentionally covering something that does not have immediate impact.
And since the assassination of the 35th president of the United States, conspiracy theories have circulated about a possible cover-up or inside job.
To think that the government is so well-oiled that it can maintain a secret for that long, maintain an active conspiracy, it's a tough pill to swallow.
He says instead of giving life to the conspiracy theories, there is a better question to ask that applies to more than just the JFK files.
Is the government being responsible with the information that it does have?
So with everything that we're seeing with this JFK case, do you think that the word classified has now been diluted?
That's a good question. What I'm hoping will come of this is that people will start to ask the question, why was it classified? Why was it kept from me?
And although the president has given the directive, it's still not clear on exactly when the rest of those files are going to be released.
Yeah, it's just fascinating all around, and so much remains to be seen if they all will, in fact, be released. And like you said, when?
Yeah. So check this one out, folks. I got one for you. Remember that? Oh, you should ask your government why they're feeling like that. This information is classified after everybody that's possibly involved in it is dead. The only logical conclusion is that Israel was involved with it. Period, man. These gosh damn scumbags. Check this out. So this, what was his name? I forget the guy's name. But he's also been killed, obviously, by our government, or died from natural causes. Let me show you this man really quick, and I'm going to show you who explains it. I forget his name. I'll think about it here.
What role in the Middle East, again, does Israel play in this?
Israel was created as the instrument to bring about the Battle of Armageddon and the fulfillment of prophecy, a war that will be so terrible, where nuclear weapons will be used, so that the American citizens and the other people in the world will get down on their knees and beg for no more war. And what is the answer to that? They're going to be told the only way we can guarantee no more war is if we destroy the sovereignty of nations and we come together as one humanity in a one world government.
Right.
Oh, that's it. One world government, huh? So Israel, I forget the guy's name, didn't come to me, but here is him releasing a never before seen video footage of JFK getting his head blown off by the Secret Service agent sitting in the front seat of the car. So you think the Secret Service that's now getting interviewed by Congress and telling you that they can't figure out if there was a shooter on the roof 9 days ago, sir, 9 days. I can't tell you if we had an agent stationed on that roof or not because
There was no agent on the booth, and it's an ongoing investigation.
So they ordered his execution. It was actually ordered by the policy committee of the Bilderberg Group in The Hague in Geneva, Switzerland, and was carried out by agents of the secret government in Dallas. The man who actually administered the coup de grace was the driver of the car, William Greer. We have a film in beautiful living color that you can actually see with your own eyes. William Greer turned with an assassination pistol in his left hand and shoot the president point blank in the head over his right shoulder. It's incredible that it's been hidden from the public for all these years, but the same film has been shown on television for all these years, but they've always zoomed right in on Kennedy and cut the driver out so you can never see it. It's the Zapruder film. It was never shown to the Warren Commission. They never saw it.
You see his head like this and go forward. Right? It was alive. The force pushed it back a little bit, caught his neck, and then right back in his lap. So it actually looked like he hit forward, right? It looked like he was leaning back and then face forward, like he got hit from behind. But really, it blew his head out and then just dropped in his lap. Right into his wife's lap. And his wife sat there in the front of the car. Now, if you don't know, JFK had a button installed in the White House so that Secret Service could alert him if his wife made it back on the grounds because he was having orgies with female staffers in the pool house. John F. Kennedy was a complete man whore, and he was sleeping and effing everything, which is standard for these Democrats. It's what they do. They get into power, and they think they could fuck everything. There's our sick people. He was cheating on his wife. He was a Democrat. He was a sleazy scumbag. So do you think his wife wanted to take him out? Do you think his wife would have minded if somebody blew off his head after everything she was probably put through because of him? She's got a lot of power, right? You guys tell me what you think. I don't know. But how does somebody shoot your husband in the head from the front seat of a car and you keep your mouth shut?
John F. Kennedy was assassinated while driving through downtown Dallas. It is a historic event that has fueled theories and conspiracies for decades about what exactly happened.
But now with modern technology, an engineering and animation lab has found something new that they say proves the single bullet theory is wrong. True crime correspondent Brianna Whitney is here now to show us what the lab found, and this could alter history.
It sure could. This could be a big deal. The Warren Commission, who investigated the assassination after the fact, found the bullet that first struck President Kennedy is the same bullet that then went through Texas Governor John Connally, who was sitting in the front passenger seat of the limousine. This is widely known as the magic bullet or the single bullet theory. But this lab claims, after years of research, the same bullet hitting both men is scientifically impossible.
President and Mrs. Kennedy, a warm welcome. The usual welcoming committee presents Mrs. Kennedy with a bouquet of red roses.
November 22nd, 1963, hundreds lined the streets of Dallas to see JFK and First Lady Jackie O.
Is now turning onto Elm Street, and it will be only a matter of minutes before he arrives at the trademark.
Then, one of the country's most famous tragedies, President Kennedy shot twice by Lee Harvey Oswald.
It appears as though something has happened in the motorcade route. Something, I repeat, has happened in the motorcade route.
Walter Cronkite coming on the air.
President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
The Warren Commission was tasked with investigating and presenting the findings of the shooting. They found JFK was shot twice from behind by Lee Harvey Oswald from the sixth floor of the Texas School Book Depository, and that the bullet that struck John F. Kennedy in his neck is the same bullet that struck and went through Governor John Connally, who was sitting in the passenger seat in front of JFK.
The analysis that we've gone through so far is that those can't be the same bullet. They don't align. We can't make Governor Connally's position match.
Stanley Stoll is CEO of Knott Laboratory, a forensic engineering and animation lab who was hired by a former Justice Department attorney to re-examine the single bullet theory. They took laser scanners to Dealey Plaza, then brought it back to their computers. And the data they collected from the lasers are tiny points, millions of them, to make a point cloud.
it's a digital twin. It's bringing the field to your computer, you know, the exact replica of whatever you wanted to scan. Everything used to be two-dimensional, and what you saw on camera may or may not be accurate. Now you can truly analyze it.
They then took the infamous Zapruder film that has the clearest video of when John F. Kennedy was shot and matched it to their point cloud. And everything was matching up perfectly until the Texas governor was shot too, reportedly by the bullet that went through the president first.
What through the evaluation comes to show is that those aren't in line. Governor Conley is, his wound is sitting, 6 to 10 inches towards the outside of the vehicle. You have to slide Governor Conley to the inside of the vehicle. You have to slide him to the left to get that alignment.
Based on those findings, Stoll says you have to look at a new hypothesis that there was a second bullet. The question, from where? One person with inside knowledge of the government investigation believes there was another bullet too. Sammy the Bull Gravano was questioned by the FBI about this after he became a government informant for the mafia.
I know what it is to kill someone. You don't bounce and come this way. When you bounce and come this way, you got hit in the front with a bullet, another one.
So you think JFK was struck from the front?
He was, you can see it. That went in, and that's from the grassy knoll.
Sammy said he is sure, however, there were no mafiosos on the grassy knoll. Stoll says while their lab doesn't know where the second bullet came from, their technology and visualization is ready for ballistics experts to analyze just that.
So listen to that. He doesn't know where the bullet came from. You guys see this? And that video was put out, give me 1 second, because that's worth. So that video was put out 8 months ago, folks. 8 months ago. All of the truth is coming out. All of the truth is coming out. Woo! That's good stuff, folks. I told you guys we're going to get in for a good show today. Smash that like button. We have so much more to get into. I'm going to talk about MLK right after this, but I want to get our sponsors out of the way. So let me let you in on our first sponsors today, folks. You guys ready to rebuild your health? Well, check this out. TriArmra, folks. The folks over at TriArmra are going to revive your health. They're going to transform your health starting at its foundation with Armra's colostrum that protects, rebuilds, strengthens your body's barriers against, and it's your best defense against everyday threats and enhanced volatility. Well, we all know that modern living in Biden's America really breaks down your immune barriers. Well, guess what? Armra harnesses the power of over 400 plus functional research-backed nutritions. From Armra's colostrum, they offer you transformational benefits for your body's best health and performance. Strengthen your immune barriers, optimize your microbiome, and empower your body with a blueprint to revitalize your health from the inside out. When you try Armra or take Armra's colostrum, you are giving your body the best protection against everyday toxins, pollutants, allergens, processed ingredients, paving the way for optimal health and volatility. So check this out. We got a one-time amazing discount for the LFA audience. You don't need any special codes. You actually do need a special code. So check this out. We have this amazing discount worked out for just the LFA audience. You receive 15% off your first order. Just go to TriArmra.com or enter promo code LFATV to get 15% off your first order. That's TriArmra.com/LFATV. And up next is our friends over at Bioptimizers. Do you ever notice if you're not getting a good night's sleep? Well, check this out. Do you know if you're getting enough magnesium? Because 4 out of 5 Americans aren't. Sometimes I wake up exhausted and it ruins my productivity for the day. Ever since I started adding magnesium breakthrough to my nightly routine, I've been able to quiet my mind and get the best night's sleep ever. All Bioptimizer supplements are best in class. If for some reason you feel differently, you can get a full refund, no questions asked. They are so confident that they offer 365-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on the most relaxing sleep ever with magnesium. For an exclusive offer, go to the link in the show notes and use promo code LFATV during checkout to save 10%. And if you subscribe, not only will you get an amazing discount and free gifts, but you're also going to get a monthly supply guaranteed. And if you guys want to, you guys can drop those super chats right here over on LFATV. You can support the LFA team directly by dropping those LFA super chats right over here. Or you can go over to our website and donate directly on our website. All of those funds go directly to LFATV and they help us keep the lights on over here at LFATV. We would greatly appreciate it, folks. Thank you so much. And if you guys want to support us over here on Matter of Fact, you guys can use my affiliate codes, which are linked down below in the description, to stack some Bitcoin, folks. You hear people like John McAfee telling you, get your wealth out of the system. Colonel McGregor, same thing. He's all in on Bitcoin. every single famous celebrity that you're seeing out here now, they're all going all in on Bitcoin. Why aren't you, folks? Why are you listening to Elizabeth Warren, the Joe Bidens, the Democrat Party, who's trying to destroy and obliterate crypto, when you have the most smartest, talented experts in the world saying, yeah, Bitcoin's here to stay. This thing's going to revitalize. It's going to revamp how finance is done. It's going to bankrupt and collapse every single fiat currency, especially if your government's corrupt. Now, fiat currencies are great. They can stick around. But if your government's abusing them and they're printing them out of thin air and they're dumping, cutting $2,000 checks to every citizen across the country and dumping trillions of dollars into the market, did you know that that one $1,300 check you got, or $1,500 or whatever it was, that one-time check that the government cut you, the average American spent $10,000 more that year because of inflation. That's what that did. So if you guys want to stack Bitcoin and protect your wealth outside of the United States, Bybit is the best exchange, and they give you the most free Bitcoin with your first deposit. Actually, if you deposit $1 million, you can get $33,000 in free Bitcoin. So if you guys are a baller and you want to stack heavy, use my affiliate link down below. They're going to hook you up with the most. That's a half a Bitcoin. So check this out. If Bitcoin goes to $2 million, say it's $60,000 right now, it's a little bit more, but let's just round. Let's just say it's $60,000. So if you buy $1 million worth using my affiliate link, you're going to get roughly about $33,000. That's roughly half a Bitcoin. That half a Bitcoin today is worth $33,000, let's just say, or $30,000. Bitcoin goes to $2 million. If you just hold on to the free Bitcoin that you got, you'll make $1 million. Because that half a Bitcoin in about 5 years is probably going to be worth about $5 million. I think Bitcoin 10 years from now is $10 million. I think Bitcoin's going to grow $1 million per year for the next 10 years. Now, we might skyrocket right there. But when you're starting to see all these billionaires around the world going, I don't have enough Bitcoin, and you see BlackRock suppressing price, the second that that dam breaks, and it's going to break, because the amount of Bitcoin that's left on exchange is so minimal and you can track it. That's the best thing about crypto. You have the ability to go see how much Bitcoin is left on centralized exchanges. So there's only 21 million Bitcoin in the world. And don't look at it like a coin. Look at it like property. Look at it like real estate. So let's say that there's only 21 million cities out there in the world, right? Everybody wants to own their own city, right? Or maybe their neighborhoods. And inside each neighborhood, because there's 21 million neighborhoods, inside each neighborhood, there are 100 million homes. In every Bitcoin, there's 100 million Satoshis. So what Bitcoin is it's digital property. You have the ability to purchase something that's digital, that's property, protect your wealth. Like, think about how many people wanted to buy real estate. I want to buy my first house. I want to buy my first house. No, you don't. You want to buy your first Bitcoin. And then when your Bitcoin goes up and does a 10X, buy whatever the hell you want. So check this out. This is just the amount of Bitcoin that's left on centralized exchanges. And if we scroll down here, there's a total of 2.45 million Bitcoin on centralized exchanges. That is it. I was down to 1.7 million not too long ago. That's bizarre, folks. But I digress. There is only 2.4 million Bitcoin that can be purchased from all around the world. And it's crazy to me that Binance, that Coinbase in the last couple of weeks has had somehow magically has like 600 million Bitcoin that has just came magically on exchanges. I'm telling you guys, Coinbase is up to something with our government and BlackRock. And when everybody figures out that there is not that much Bitcoin on that exchange, there is no way. There is no absolute, not a chance in hell that there is 857,137 Bitcoin on Coinbase's exchange. They're lying, they're manipulating. This reminds me of Sam Bankman-Fried. And when people realize that that's a freaking lie, Bitcoin's going to melt faces, guys, melt faces. But I digress. Let's get into the shooter, right? Where else? Who else? You guys tell me. Who do you think's next? MLK? We'll do some MLK. Let's get it.
November 1964. After their earlier efforts to discredit Martin Luther King Jr. are unsuccessful, the FBI prepares to send Dr. King an anonymous package containing a document that will come to be known as the Poison Pen Letter.
FBI Intelligence Chief Bill Sullivan himself takes some plain, unmarked paper and, pretending to be an American Negro, types out an anonymous threatening letter addressed simply King.
The letter began by calling Dr. King a fraud and warned that the demise of his reputation among the public was fast approaching. The package also contained an audio tape, a compilation of FBI surveillance allegedly of King engaging in multiple extramarital affairs. The document's ominous closing, according to some scholars, suggested that Dr. King was given a deadline of 34 days to take his own life or suffer the humiliation of the tape's release.
The interpretation of this by the people that investigated the FBI later, and by just about everybody who has gone through these records, believes that they intended for him to commit suicide.
The FBI sent the package anonymously to Dr. King on November 21st, 1964. But it went unopened for over a month because King was in Oslo, Norway, accepting the Nobel Prize.
The first person to eventually open Sullivan's threatening package long after Christmas is Mrs. King. King and his associates, when they listen to the tape after reading the threatening letter, have no doubt whatsoever that this is from the FBI. King goes into a very deep depression. And of course, the FBI, which is still wiretapping his phones, knows about the discovery of the package and the emotional impact it has on King.
If the FBI believed in early 1965 that their threat would intimidate Dr. King, they would soon find that they were mistaken. In March of that year, he helped lead the civil rights movement's most iconic demonstration in Selma, Alabama. King and other leaders organized a series of marches to demand greater federal protection for the rights of black citizens to vote. Thousands marched from Selma to the state capital of Montgomery. The first march became known as Bloody Sunday. After a white mob and state police attacked unarmed demonstrators. Five months later, King and his colleagues' strategy of nonviolent protest paid off when President Lyndon Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act of 1965. When President Johnson stood to present Dr. King with another ceremonial pen, he did so with a full knowledge of the compromising information the FBI had gathered on him over the previous 18 months.
Across 1965-1966, the FBI tires of its obsession with Dr. King's private life. In the spring of 1965, King and his family moved from one home to another, and at that time, the FBI decided not to reinstall its wiretap on King's home telephone.
It seemed that Hoover and the FBI's efforts to neutralize Dr. King were a failure, and their investigation stalled.
Huh. And their investigation stalled. Huh. Weird how that happens. Wouldn't be surprised if the Trump investigation stalled, would you? And I just texted my friend. I'm like, so where in the F did 600,000 Bitcoin come from? Because that's just what Coinbase has added to their balance sheet. To give you guys an idea, that is $34 billion. $34 billion. I cannot wrap my head around where that money would have came from or how it got there. So there's a lot more to that story, folks. Now I want to let you in on John McAfee. You guys haven't seen this guy's work. So he says, do you yearn for freedom? The Faraday cage, which is merely my communication room, is no way restricts my freedom. It is the metal cage which our government insists we live within. This is the enemy to my freedom. Wake up and raise your voice, folks. So this man was speaking out during COVID, right? And he magically died in a jail cell in Spain after the government was going to extradite him. He was running for president at the time of the Libertarian Party.
Some few of you may be living an existence of dissatisfaction, maybe even a sense of emptiness, a sense of longing, a yearning that doesn't seem to be filled, even though you may try with entertainment, sex, and drugs, though I have nothing against those, they don't fill that yearning. You may be waking up every day wanting more, but not knowing what it is that you want. It's those few of you that I'd like to address right now. This sense of longing, this sense of yearning, this sense of not being satisfied is really your loss of freedom. And it is freedom for which you yearn. And you have none in this government. A government of the American people, which started out with the people being free and the government being our servants. It has become, the government is free and secret and veiled in darkness. And it is the people that are the servants. You must see the truth of this, your yearning, your longings, your sense of dissatisfaction that cannot be filled with stuff, with cars, with money. No matter how much you have, that sense of dissatisfaction remains. Please, you have woken up to your reality. That is what you are feeling. Wake up a bit more and do something about it. Raise your voice. Thank you.
Raise your voice. Do something, folks. We have to wake up. That is the mission. I've been saying this for such a long time. And in the previous video, if you want to see part one on McAfee, go watch the video that was put out on Monday, July 29th over on LFA TV. I have a thumbnail and it should say, I don't even know what the thumbnail says. Give me one second. Let me tell you what that thumbnail says. The thumbnail that you're looking for. Actually, I'll just throw it up right here on the screen. I got it. I got this, man. I got this, baby. I got this. This thumbnail. A legend, John McAfee. Check out that one. It's sick. It's really good. If you guys want to learn more about this man and actually understand who he was and what threat he had on these people and what he opposed, his work is absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal. So I want to keep going. I want to keep this train rolling, guys. Do me a huge solid. If you guys are enjoying this content, please, please, please smash that like button. Let's let this one rip. Chinese satire of my escape from Belize. So our government was basically going from country to country. First, you ran to the Bahamas because they didn't have an extradition treaty if the crime that you committed in another country didn't break their laws. So they don't have income tax. So they were going after for taxes. So he ran to the Bahamas. No law there. So then they started to bring other charges that were actually crimes in the Bahamas so that they can charge him and then extradite him here, he got intel and he was able to take off. So the Chinese made this satire video kind of funny. It's actually really funny. So this is the Chinese satire of my escape from Belize.
防毒软体大亨, 麦克菲终于在瓜地马拉被捕。 自从啊, 他的邻居被杀后, 这恶名昭彰的防毒软体大亨, 约翰麦克菲及他女友, 这对亡命鸳鸯呢, 不断地躲贝里斯警方。 其实警方只是要把麦克菲带来警局问话，这位偏执狂的百万富翁啊，试图变装并逃出贝里斯。麦克菲呢，逃到瓜地马拉，并躲在监狱处理数周。 同时啊，还欲擒故纵的在网上宣传自己的生活，吊警察胃口，并还让记者来采访他。 但麦克菲的行踪被爆出 是因一位Vice 杂志的记者 与他用iPhone合照 并还公开照片坐标 麦克菲啊 现面临被驱逐出境的命运 你认为麦克菲是个杀人犯吗? 留言告诉我们呗
The guy's wild, man. And he's like the ultimate troll. So it's so funny when he just sits here and trolls our government. It absolutely cracks me up. Let me check this one out. Let me show this one at you really quick. So this is John, and he goes on to Fox News and he says, I demonstrate to Fox News how simply it is to make a cell phone call and make it look like it's somebody else's phone number that's actually calling you. And he does this live on Fox News with the actual host of Fox News. So imagine how much your government would want to take this guy out. And he was also creating a cell phone called the Ghost Phone that would be impossible for our government to hack into and listen to and spy on. So imagine if a man was going to give every American out there that wanted to not have the government spying on them the ability for us to communicate through encrypted channels. Because our government can do it, right? So if they can do it, obviously we could do it. And obviously the tech companies that know that there's a demand for people out there, imagine if you created a device they couldn't spy on. Check this out. He demonstrates it on Fox News.
First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to call into your voicemail system, hack into your voicemail, and your voicemail system is going to call you. You may think that's weird, but in a few minutes, the phone will ring and it says that voicemail is calling you.
My voicemail is calling me. Now what?
That is correct. Now, if you can answer it or not, it makes a difference. Right now, I'm into your voicemail system. I'm now into your contacts list. What I'm looking for, Varney, is I'm looking for something that says Fox headquarters, chairman of Fox News, or something, so that I can then call you, which is I'm going to do now on my second phone. Hang up the phone now, because I'm calling you from Fox headquarters.
Okay, hang up that phone, all right? Okay.
So you should receive a call momentarily from Fox headquarters.
There it is. That's right. That's as if the call is coming to me from Fox headquarters, not from you.
Absolutely.
Well, it went on from there. And John, you say that this is what happened at Sony and that they impersonated the FBI.
Yeah. Imagine that, folks. Think about that. Now, it's also crazy. Kim.com put out a tweet. I don't know if I still have it over here. I might. So check out this about John, too. I showed this in the other one, but it's worth a second look. So John says the first 6 years of McAfee, right? 90% of our income came from the United States government. During the first Gulf War, I donated $40 million worth of software to the U.S. Army. Obviously, you know, I know a great deal about the internal mechanisms of power structures. So you think about this. All of the government security at some point or a lot of it was probably coming from his work. And he's probably working with all these agencies. And they wanted to know what he knew for sure. And then you're going to go after a man for tax fraud after he donates $40 million? That man made a one-time donation that was more than all of us pay in our lifetime. And why should any one man be forced to pay trillions and trillions of dollars in taxes? It doesn't make sense, folks. Our entire paradigm is changing for a good thing, if we're in a good way. And what you should definitely not believe
is the area we're going to focus
animations.
In on.
These are the crappy animations that our government's trying to show you. There's only one shooter. They don't even have the people that got shot in the right position. And they're trying to convince you that this dude on a roof shot somebody. No way. We know there was a second shooter. We know our government's complicit. So just eradicate that garbage from your mind because they will rot your brain with this. You know, I know this is it, folks. I mean, this is, I don't know. It's just, it is an absolute chaos. But want to know what kind of guy John was? Check this out. This is, you know, they say the government wasn't trying to kill him as often as his ex-girlfriends were trying to kill him. So he says, did my ex-girlfriend really try to kill me? Of course. But don't take my word for it. Listen to them tell their stories.
Dear Samantha remembers her relationship with McAfee as torrid and, well, tiring.
His sex have to last long. I mean, you can't give him 1 or 2 hours. He wants like morning to day. I mean, like, you have to be in that bed from morning till the next day. And if you can continue till 7 days, that's sex for him.
Another common question is, did these women really try to kill me? Well, not all of them, of course. In fact, fewer than 50% tried to kill me.
But you did try to, what, shoot him in the head, right?
I did.
And
why? Because I was jealous and tired of him, I guess.
I also tried to cut his throat, but he just leaned against the wall and said...
The news trying to report on this guy is the ultimate troll. He is so good at trolling the mainstream media. I believe Andrew Tate took a lot of key strategies from this guy right here because he just is so good at it. Now check this one out. The Chinese using CRISPR-Cas9 splicing technologies have spliced the colored gene segment of a morpho butterfly into a tarantula. I like it. This seems kind of creepy, but look at the, imagine if they have this power and then think about what they're injecting into you. Pretty bizarre, isn't it? A neon blue scorpion. It actually looks pretty sweet. I dig it. But here we are again. We're mixing butterfly DNA with tarantulas. Bizarre. It's absolutely bizarre. Check this out. So John McAfee on internet security on your phone. I recommend this video to every Twitter user globally. Check this out.
In the cybersecurity industry, the founder of the software company McAfee Associates, now CEO of MGT Capital Investments. Good evening. Welcome to Romania.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Mr. McAfee, there are all these debates and, you know, headlines in today's media about cybersecurity hacks, information security, and so on. So before diving into our discussions, how would you describe the sense of security in the digital world in 2017?
How would I describe the sense of security? Well, we have none. There is no security whatsoever. I think this is the problem that cybersecurity professionals like myself face every day. You know, I see people walking around, everyone has their phones out. While you are watching your phone is watching you. This is just a fact of life. The operating system is designed specifically to watch you, listen to you, find out where you are in order to help you. It needs to know who your friends are. It needs to know what you're saying in your text messages. It needs to listen to you sometimes. And so you're looking at your phone and you have all of these facilities, but it is the world's greatest spy device, designed as a spy device. Now, there's nothing wrong with that as long as the person spying on you is spying on you for benign reasons, meaning maybe they just want to sell you something. They notice that you just mentioned to someone that you were hungry and they know where you are and there's a Chinese or a Japanese restaurant nearby and they know you like Japanese and Chinese food because you frequently go there. And they say, oh, by the way, there's a Japanese restaurant right around the corner. That's cool. I can choose to say no. But hackers use those same facilities. They are built into the operating system. So if a hacker gets access to those facilities, they may choose to empty my bank account without my permission or knowledge, or to steal my identity, or to start charging things on my credit cards, or if I have a Bitcoin wallet.
Yeah, or if I have a Bitcoin wallet, huh? See how this game is being played, folks? We are absolutely being played by our government. And I keep driving the fact home, Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. Take your power back from this corrupt government. Choose to withdraw from the corrupt economy and stop giving these people everything, including your information. It should be private because you know what privacy is? Privacy is the glue that keeps us together. And look no further than our man, John McAfee. Privacy is the glue that keeps our society together.
If you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. You hear that all the time. If you believe that, then you have either not looked at yourself deeply enough, or you have not looked at your relationship to the world around you. Let's do that now. What do you do when you buy a new shirt at a store you've never been in and you're checking out? What do you say to the clerk? You might say, beautiful shirt, or thanks for the 10% discount, or nice day outside. That's it. Would you ever say, you know, listen, I had sex with my wife's sister last night, and I'm afraid she's going to find out. What should I do? No, that's insane. Why? In a relationship of that shallowness, you divulge the tiniest pieces of, yes, I do like the day. Do you like the day? If you have a casual acquaintance, would you tell them? No, you would tell them maybe where you worked, what you do, where you lived. A close friend? Yes, you might, or might not. What if you pick up someone at a bar for a one-night stand? There are people who do that. Would you tell them, for example, I'm married? They probably don't care. It's a one-night stand. Would you tell them, listen, I'm leaving the country in a month, so don't get involved? No. Absolutely not. However, if you see them multiple times, you might want to say, listen, you know, I'm wanted by the police, just to let you know. Don't get too involved or at your risk. No. Every relationship in our life has a different set of privacy filters, and it changes with time. If everybody, people knew everything about everybody else, we would have riots in the streets, starting with a rash of spousal shootings. Please, privacy is the glue that keeps our society sane. Think about it, and have a good day.
Think about it and have a good day. We're definitely going to think about it. We're going to think about a lot over the next couple of months as we get closer and closer to the 2024 election. Everything that they're bringing out talks about bringing Hillary back in. So when we talk about the deception and the level of corruption, it is allowed to happen because the masses stay silent. If every single American would just get on Twitter every day and just retweet one truth, start an account, start sharing truths. Hernando Arce, and this, let this be an incentivization for everybody. Hernando Arce, when I met him, didn't have a Twitter. And that was in October of 2023. By February of 2024, Hernando Arce was monetized. He got monetized before me. He was able to generate anywhere between a couple hundred and up to $1,000 a month of passive income just from posting consistently on Twitter. My friend Betsy, she's up to like 2,800 now. She's growing. She's getting there. Slow and steady, but it's organic growth, right? Eventually, she's going to be monetized on Twitter. If you're spending time on the internet, I went to see a therapist one time. I broke up with a girlfriend. And I was just like, man, why can't I get this girl out of my head? Like, what am I doing wrong? She goes, well, like walk through your routine. I'm like on my phone all the time. She goes, oh, there's your problem. She goes, you're constantly on your phone nonstop. And then that phone, well, you're on social media, and when you're on social media, you're seeing pictures of other people. It's making you think about her, right? She goes, well, we're at a point in society where everybody's basically addicted to their phone. They can't not be on their phone. But if you're able to replace the time that you're spending on your phone, scrolling social media, with being productive, whether that's running a business, that's doing research, that's reading. She gave me this app that you can use to like track things that like make you depressed. And if you can see the triggers before they happen, you can prevent yourself. That's what I actually believe, that like depression was a thing, or I don't even know if I consider myself depressed, because I think depression is complete bullshit. I think you're in a bad position in life, and our government has put you into a state where there's not much for you to look forward to. So yeah, you might be sad. Are you depressed? I don't think so. I think there's just, this world is effed up. But it's all allowed to happen because people stay quiet. People don't share enough, right? Now, this video was allegedly from Anthony Weiner's laptop. Now, you know, Huba Abedin was her vice chair to the 2016 Hillary Clinton campaign. So this man's wife worked directly at Hillary Clinton's campaign. She's now married to Alex Soros. See where this is going, folks? You see how sick these people are? Now, let me play this. This is allegedly. Don't know if this is true, but it's horrific. You're going to hear this girl getting beat or tortured or terrified. Sick with these people. And this supposedly is allegedly from Anthony Weiner's laptop. Now, you hear people like Sidney Powell say, like, if you've seen what was on Anthony Weiner's laptop, you would be mortified, mortified at what evidence was on there. And that evil piece of shit is walking around today. Here it is, guys. Brace yourself.
That's my name. My other name. What do you call me? I am your father. From now on, you will call me your father. You're shot! You will call me your father. What am I? What is my name, huh? What do you want me to? What do I want you to call me? What? What? Say it. I want to hear it. That's it. Yes. Say it again. Say it again. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I'm your daddy now. I'm your fucking daddy now. What's my name?
Jeez, it's hard to listen to, man. Gosh, damn it. That's like the fourth time I've listened to it, and it's still just as tough. Shit. Poor fucking kids, man. And this is what we're going after, folks. We are going to hunt these motherfuckers down, and this is why I can't be in the room with them. If I walked in and saved one of those kids and I seen that scumbag in the act, I would put his head right into that pot of boiling water and melt his effing face off. And I would hold him under there so long that he had no choice but to open his eyes so he'd blind himself. Maybe just one eye. Because I'd want him to remember my face. It's the last thing that bastard said before I took it, before I snatched the soul right out of his body so fucking quick, man. Yeah, gosh damn it, man. Poor kids, man. Poor kids. So let's take out one more really quick. So this is John McAfee showing you guys how easily people said I couldn't possibly smuggle a phone into Dominican Republic jail. Bullshit. Here I demonstrate no insertion necessary using our first ghost phone prototype. Check this out.
Good morning, John McAfee here. Many people are dissing me because they say you can't take photos inside of a jail because you cannot smuggle a camera or a smartphone into a jail. Well, you're totally wrong. I've been jailed 21 times in 11 different countries. I could smuggle an elephant into Guantanamo. So here's one way. There are 7 different ways without inserting it. You wear a t-shirt, okay? When they pat you down, they're going to pat down everything. If you're wearing a t-shirt, no one's going to be looking up your arms. So you get inside the jail, you pull out the phone, and there you have it. Now, why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because I've invented an invisible phone. Well, not invisible to prison guards, of course. But invisible to the authorities, invisible to people you do not want to know where you are or who you are. It's called the Ghost Phone. What is it? It's an eSIM that will work with the Samsung S20 and above, the Google Pixel, the latest iPhone, anything eSIM compatible. When I tell you people that no one will know where you are or who you are, damn well better believe it. Thank you very much.
So imagine that man creating that device and giving it to all of us. How many people in the live chat? Drop a one in the live chat right now and smash that like button for me if you would be buying that phone, if you would already be using it. I would throw out this piece of trash, commie bastard iPhone so gosh damn quick it would make your head spin. And that is all the time we got on today's show, folks. Thank you so much for sticking with us. I know we dove deep into a lot of conspiracy theories, but those conspiracy theories are all turning out to be true. We had to sit there and watch that pathetic interrogation of the people that are involved in President Donald Trump's assassination. What a shame. What a disappointment for our country. We should be embarrassed to consider ourselves Americans. And we should be constantly doing what Rep. Johnson said, and that is interrogating these people. Doing our own research, independently verifying that the FBI colluded with DHS, DHS coordinated it with the CIA, the FBI to assassinate President Trump. And that's full stop. Secret Service answers to Mayorkas. Mayorkas was calling the shots. It was coordinated, it was organized, it was coordinated, it was colluded. They tried to assassinate Trump, and we're going to hold their asses accountable. God bless you. God bless America. We have stacked shows all day over here on LFA TV from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. If you did not enjoy this show, I promise you there is a show over here on LFA TV that you will enjoy. So please consider smashing that like button, sharing this content, dropping those super chats over here to keep the lights on at LFA TV. God bless you. God bless America. And we'll catch you guys in the next one. We out. Peace.
Run.